Sure. I bought a portable air conditioner, and I ordered a cab. I was right in front of Decathlon, and it took probably 45 minutes for a cab to arrive because it's summer. And finally, I asked for a big cab because it was important for me that the air conditioner was put vertically in the trunk or in the car, because otherwise, if it would be put horizontally, I'd have to wait 24 hours for it to use. And I have a dog at home, and it's very, very hot, so I really bought it because it was important to have it right away. So when the driver came out and he started to help me to put the box in, he started putting it horizontally, and I said, please don't do it because I have to use it right away. And they told me it would be impossible to use for 24 hours if you make it horizontally. Can we make it vertically? Well, the trunk was too small of an SUV, so he couldn't really make it vertically, so he tried to continue to make it horizontal. I said, please don't do it. Let's hold it for now. I'll maybe try it with inclination, but it was too small. So I said, well, can we maybe make it on the seat of your car in the back? No, I don't want that you touch my leather of my seats. I'm like, well, okay, can we maybe make the same plastic that protects your trunk, we can make it over your seats? No, I don't want to do it. I'm like, okay, let me think for a second. Why don't we pull it out of the box? In that case, it takes much less space. And in that case, we can probably make it vertically. Can you help me pull it out of the box, please? And the box is packed with very strong plastic ropes. So we needed something to cut it. So I asked him if he had a knife or something. He said, I don't have anything. I'm like, well, you are a driver. You probably have some tools. I don't have any tools. So I just touched the mat with some paper towels on the right of his trunk, and he's like, don't touch anything in my car. I'm like, okay, well, how can we do it? Don't you have any knife or anything? I mean, you're a guy, please help me, I'm a woman here. It's very hot, and I have a dog, and I cannot do anything, and please help. So I pulled out a key, I thought of it, and I cut the plastic ropes that covered, held the box with a key. And it took a few minutes because it doesn't cut right away with a key, of course. He's like, oh, finally, you thought of something. I said, well, you could have thought of the same thing. I don't care. I'm a driver. I'm not a utility man. I'm like, okay, fine. What kind of guy is that in my head? And then he said, well, you're not nice. I said, well, I hate to say it, but you're not nice either. Oh, like that? I'm going to go. And he goes inside the car, and he starts the engine, and he decides to go. I mean, I open the trunk so I could make this air conditioner inside, and I sit inside the trunk. I said, please, don't leave. Don't go. He's like, I'm going to call the police. I'm like, okay, call the police. So I'm sitting inside the trunk because I'm thinking how I'm going to pull out the air conditioner out and bring it to the trunk. And he gets out of the car, he grabs my arm very strongly, he pulls me out with a very big force, and he starts closing at the same time on my head the door of the trunk. And it's an SUV, so I pull my finger above so I could protect myself, and I got a really swollen finger right now, but I managed at least to escape a concoction from being hit by a door. So he pulls me out in the middle of the street, he throws out, even my credit cards and everything, it fell out in his trunk. So he throws it on the box. This is yours. Everything is outside. And then he gets back in the car. He locks the trunk so I couldn't open it again. And he leaves. And I'm in the middle of the street. The box is open. The cars are almost run over me because he pulls me out right in the middle. So I'm in complete shock. I'm crying. I called this, there were witnesses there, a woman with her daughter who ran to me and said, are you okay? Because we saw how he harassed you, how he hit you. And I said, well, I don't know if I'm okay because I'm in complete shock. So we called the cab company and reported him right away. And they gave me their phone number, and I was so shocked. I called my friend, and I was crying on the phone because I was in complete shock from being aggressed like that in the streets of Monaco in the middle of the day. So that's the story.